17 minutes past six, the leader replied, Cymru says that the UK needs to become a union of independent nations following that vote to leave the European Union. Leanne Wood said everything has changed since the result of the referendum. The UK as we've known it will no longer exist. Let's test the theory. Srina Bjorworth is Plaid Cymru AM for Ynys Môn. Hello.
Good afternoon, Peter.
What is this change that has come over the United Kingdom? We're still here, as far as I can see.
Yeah, it's quite a dramatic change, if you think about it. So it's put the referendum in simple terms. Do you choose the UK or do you choose Europe? And the result was that people chose the UK, let's say. Well, the UK, it seems, Peter, is going to cease to exist pretty shortly. Scotland has already made its intentions very, very clear. Northern Ireland is going to be considering how it fits into the new setup. So where do we go from here? What Leanne suggested today is that it's not only in the interests of Wales, but that it's also in the interests of the other constituent parts of the current United Kingdom that we redesign Britain, if you like, that we redesign the way the countries work together. And the proposal that she's making is that the countries currently within the UK, in order to keep, if you like, that relationship between them, come together as four distinct independent nations, but working together for the common good.
The thing is that Scotland cannot succeed secede from the union like that. Northern Ireland wouldn't want to, and Wales has never shown any sign of voting down that way. So what is the point?
Well, Plaid Cymru has always been an advocate of independence for Wales, you know this, but the party has been very, very realistic and pragmatic about the timescale of that. That's why we haven't been pushing for a referendum on independence for Wales now in the way that they have in Scotland. And I'm not for a second saying that the situation in Wales and Scotland are alike. What we have now, though, is a situation which is not of our making, and that is the result of the referendum last Thursday. And if people thought they were voting for just an independent UK and that we wanted to put our trust in an independent UK, well, like so much that's gone on perhaps over the past few weeks, perhaps people have been misled, because that is not going to be an option. So let's perhaps look for a different way forward where we can keep, that these countries within these islands have got so much in common. There's so much that binds us. There's so much trade. There's so much culture that binds us. But we need to redefine and redesign Britain, if you like. And one way to do it that we're proposing is to say, right, we have four distinct independent countries, but goodness me, we need to work together. And Scotland have said quite clearly, I think, they would want to be a member within the European Union. I would argue we don't know this, and this is not in any way to dismiss the results of last week's referendum, which was clear.
Yeah, well, I was going to raise that unfortunate fact, isn't it? The vote in Wales did not resemble Scotland at all.
Let me complete my sentence to save you the task of asking the question, Peter. I think in that context, where we have a family of independent nations within Britain, I think it would be in Wales' interests and would be seen by Wales to be in their interest to be members of the EU. But like all of this and all that Plaid Cymru has ever said in terms of constitutional patterns within Britain or Europe or whatever, it's up to the people of Wales. But what we cannot do now is pretend that nothing has happened in terms of our relationship with the rest of the UK. What's going to happen if Scotland goes, if Northern Ireland wants a different relationship, is that we're going to have England and Wales that will be perpetually right-wing, Tory, UKIP, whatever it may be, with Wales becoming increasingly forgotten. That frightens me, Peter, and I think it would frighten many people in Wales. So we've got to make sure that we defend our interests, but not in a way. You know, we've had a discussion for weeks and months now about the UK putting walls up around it and pulling drawbridges up. This proposal is about a new relationship, countries working together for the common good.
Are you not ignoring too many political facts here? It's not that long ago since your party was telling us that the English would be wrenching us out of Europe. When it came down to it, the people of Wales, including those of Ynys Môn and Rhondda, expressed an opinion which was totally opposite to that of Plaid Cymru.
I think when the dust settles on the referendum, we will all be agreed. I think that there were all sorts of factors that made people vote the way that they did last Thursday. Anglesey happened to be the wrong side of the winning post, but Anglesey happened to be one of the strongest Remain voting areas in Wales. And you know what, Peter? And I'm telling you the truth here. Almost every person that I've spoken to over the past few days face-to-face who voted to leave have told me that in some way or other they regretted it. And more importantly, they said that they wanted, in the aftermath of this referendum, for Wales to reassert itself. And Leanne Wood, in making these proposals today, is offering a way forward. Might not be the perfect solution, but let's have a discussion.
Shireen, thanks very much for joining us. Shireen Ap Iorwerth, the AM4 Ynys Môn.